This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 68, verses 4 to 5. It says there, "Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before Him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy dwelling. He gives families to the lonely and releases prisoners from jail, singing with joy." End of quote. Finding time to rejoice in our busy lives is not that easy as we think. In addition to the busy nature of our lives, we have hundreds of other things that can negatively impact our happiness. Do you know the Bible advises us to rejoice? Our today's insight instructs us to rejoice before the Lord. Singing to God and singing praise to God brings gladness and joy in our face and heart. Extol the Creator, Sustainer, and Provider of all good things, the good and loving Lord, who rides over the clouds to bring help in your troubles. Not only the Lord has total control over all the affairs of the universe, but also He is the Father to those who do not have an earthly father. The Lord is the defender of widows. He gives a place for lonely people in a family. He releases prisoners from jail. They come out singing with joy. You see, He is God in His holy dwelling. He still rides on the clouds and brings wonderful delivery and help. Psalm 113 verses 6 to 9 says, "The Lord stoops down to look from His holy dwelling in heaven. As a result, He lifts the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the garbage dump. Not only He lifts them up from least expected places, but also He sets them among princes, among the princes of His own people." Now here it also says there, He gives the childless woman a family and makes her a happy mother. You see, our Lord makes His people rejoice by His sovereign and kind actions. He put a smile and gladness in our hearts. He loves to do it, so we can rejoice in Him by remembering how loving, kind, caring, and supernatural His actions are. You see, you may be a person who lost your father or never had an earthly father. Bible says, "The Lord God is your true and loving Father." Be glad. Even though you may not have an earthly father, your Father in heaven is 1,000 times better than any earthly father. Now, you may be a widow and think there is no one to defend you. God says, "I am your defender." He is 1,000 times better than any earthly husband. Now, you may feel lonely. Tell to the Lord. He gives families to the lonely. You may be in a prison and no one to help you. God is the one who releases prisoners from jail, and you will come out singing with joy to the Lord. If you are in a very low condition, it is the Lord who would lift you up from dust and from garbage dump. Beloved, our Lord is a God of miracles. Sing to Him, praise Him. He is worthy to be praised and worshipped. As you sing and praise Him, you would rejoice before Him. It all starts with your worship and praise, your decision to sing to Him. Why don't you make a habit of singing and praising God? As you worship and praise Him, your worries would get diminished and eventually disappears. You really would comprehend who is in control of your life and the whole universe. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17 says this, "Listen, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." End of quote. You see, as you sing to Him and remember He is mighty to save you, as you give Him what is due to Him, the praise and worship, He will quiet you with His love. He delights over you. He would rejoice over you with the singing. Did you listen that again? It says God will rejoice over you with singing as you sing to Him. find reasons to rejoice is your personal decision, beloved. You see, I would rather rejoice than get moody and stressed out. Remember, when you rejoice in the Lord, He quiets you with His love. He delights in you, and He will rejoice over you with the singing. May I rejoice in the Lord continuously as long as I have life on this planet Earth. Then later, I will rejoice with Him in the house of the Lord forever when I close my eyes here at the time of my death. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know You want me to rejoice in You and in Your goodness. You want me to sing unto You and praise You. As I sing and praise You, I know You are mighty to save and delights over me. I know You will rejoice over me with the singing. I want to be happy in You because that makes You to be happy over me. I rejoice over You and You rejoice over me. What a blessed way to live and be happy in this world. I'm joyful over Your salvation You give to me in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus came, died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I rejoice in Your salvation and in Your eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.